Cheer up, Andy. It's Hanukkah time.
Third night of Hanukkah.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah, my friend.
Thanks, pal. Do you have any gum?
No. I guess you don't either. Hey, we haven't been here for a while here on the Fuzzy Club.
Is there any gum in the office upstairs?
Nope.
It helps me relax.
Yeah. I could tell something was wrong. I've never seen you lose the will to live even before the show actually begins.
Just need some gum, buddy.
Yeah. I don't have any.
Can we ask our listeners to bring me gum? Wait, you know what I have?
Used gum?
No, I have a...
Sounds like you're kind of addicted to gum. Sorry to say.
I have a gift card.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay, you got a lot of gift cards.
I do. People give us gift cards, and then we use some of it. Hold on.
So what
hold
is
on. Here's a gift card. It's worth... Wait, hold on. This one is too much. Wait.
Yeah, what...
All right, so hold on. Hold on, buddy.
You're going to turn your gift card somehow into gum.
Okay, I have a gift card here. There's $11 left on it.
Right.
I'll pay $11 for a pack of gum.
Okay.
I need a listener to bring me a pack of gum.
Okay.
Where and the hell are we? We're in Jersey City.
We're in downtown Jersey City, 43 Montgomery Street.
43 Montgomery Street, and what do? They just pull up and ring the bell? Come running up?
I think they're going to have to text you to let you know that they're here.
Well, they'll text you. I'm not giving them my number. You Why can't they just ring the bell? And then, because they can't get in?
Yeah, they can ring the bell, I guess.
Yeah.
From the outside.
$11 for a pack of gum, but it has to be pre-packaged. It has to be, it can't be ABC gum. You know what kind of gum that is? ABC gum?
Yeah, already been chewed.
Yeah, I'm not interested in a piece of gum that somebody's been chewing all afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm a little particular about my gum.
All right, so this is a gift card to what? To where?
It's a Visa gift card. You buy yourself anything for it. There's $11.
$11.
Yeah.
For a piece of gum.
Yeah.
One piece of gum. Yeah. Or a pack of gum.
Pack of gum.
A whole pack.
Well, just give me a couple pieces of gum.
Okay.
What's our address?
It's 43 Montgomery Street.
43 Montgomery Street in Jersey City. So let's just wait, and we'll get started as soon as I get my gum.
I'm not positive that if somebody rings the outdoor doorbell, it's going to light up.
Well, we'll see them. We'll see them waving.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out.
They can knock on the door.
Yeah. They can jump up and down outside.
Yeah, we'll get them in.
Yeah.
All right, we can wait. Do you want to play some music?
No, I think we should start.
Paul Revere and the Raiders?
No, we should start the show. Let's start the show.
Without gum?
Without gum. This is a show that we were supposed to do.
I'm offering an enormous profit. You spend $2 on the pack of gum.
Well, what about their transportation costs?
You spend a couple bucks on gas. Okay, so you're down, let's say you're down $5. You walk out of there with $11. You've more than doubled your money. That's in a half hour. And you have the thanks of a grateful nation.
I don't think $11 is much of an incentive, to be honest.
$11.
Yeah. I think if you offered $100 for a pack of gum, that might be an incentive.
Yeah, but that's just insulting to everyone. I don't have that. That's just showing
what
off.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's just so indulgent. I can't. That's just unpleasant.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a gum problem.
It just helps me relax.
Yeah.
Let's just wait. Hey, why don't we not do our show until we get the gum? That will force people's hand.
It could be.
We have the leverage here.
You're only offering
we have something to withhold from people.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sam the Appraiser.
Hey, Sam.
Are you on your way? Do you live in Jersey City?
I live like a mile away. I live really close by.
Okay, see you soon. Sam will save the show.
Well, no, I can't, though.
Why, Sam?
Because I had my COVID booster yesterday, and I'm really not feeling very good.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You can come anyway.
Yeah, you can do it. Get off your deathbed.
Yeah.
Get to CVS, pick up a pack of Dentine.
Yeah, we don't mind.
Yeah.
If you don't mind? Okay.
If you don't feel good from the booster, that's okay with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be fine.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So we'll see you in a few minutes.
Maybe.
$11.
See? Not much of an incentive.
If you're just tuning in, we're in the middle of a real crisis here.
What's the crisis?
I'm just more comfortable with gum.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, do you want this spontaneously? Don't say no. Just think about it, okay? Just think about this. I have an idea.
I want to say no.
No, I know, but just think about it. Just count to 10 before you say no.
Okay.
Spontaneously, right now, go up to the roof. Do the show, rest of the show from the roof.
We can't. No, there's no wires. Man, you really were inspired by the Beatles documentary. We can't go up to the roof.
That might have been. That might have inspired it.
If we went up to the roof, we would have to call in and then walk up and just be on our phones. You want
okay, another idea. Just throwing this out there.
Why don't you want
to spontaneously. Don't say no. Just say maybe.
Okay.
Don't say no. Just think about it for 10 minutes.
10 minutes now.
10, okay. Or 10 seconds.
Okay.
Invite Billy Preston to join our little show. Have him sit in the corner.
Can he
play keyboards?
He can bring his keyboards?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
I'd love it, yeah. That no problem saying yes to that.
Wasn't that a great moment when he sat in and suddenly the Beatles were smiling? That's what we need. We need a third party.
I haven't seen the documentary.
No, it's a joy. Yeah, it's a joy from start to finish.
Yeah. They brought him over so they wouldn't be mean to each other.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah.
We need Billy Preston. He's good at that. Social,
okay.
He's a social lubricant.
Yes.
Where is he?
I don't know where he is now.
How old is he?
He's got to be up there.
Is he still alive?
I think so, but I'm not even sure about
that. What are the chances? I'm not good with statistics. You're better than me at math.
Yeah.
What are the chances he's listening right now to our show?
One in a million.
One in a million.
One in 10 million. Yeah, I think it's really unlikely.
Do you remember Lorne Michaels did the thing on Saturday Night Live where he held up $5,000?
Oh, yeah, and offered.
And he offered to the Beatles to get reunited. And then meanwhile, up at the Dakota, did you know this?
Yes, I did know this.
15 blocks away, Lennon and McCartney were sitting. They were stoned out of their mind. And they were watching the show.
And saying, maybe, let's go. We should do it.
They couldn't get their act together.
But then they thought, no, let's not do it. It would be stupid.
Oh, my God. How great would that have been? But that's my image is Billy Preston sitting at home, listening to us.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling he's listening. Don't you ever get the feeling that Billy Preston's listening?
No.
Oh, my God. I get that feeling every week, at least some point every week.
You can't stop it with Get Back. Jeez.
I truly enjoyed it.
Yeah. Good for you.
Okay. Do we have gum yet?
No, still no gum. And
what's our address?
It's 43 Montgomery Street.
43 Montgomery Street. Dentine will do. Double Bubble will do. Bazooka Joe's good because you get a fortune.
Bubble Yum.
Well, you want the little comic with Bazooka Joe.
Bubble Yum?
Bubble Yum will do.
Okay.
If you're on your way, 201-209-9368.
Juicy Fruit?
Sure.
What's wrong with Juicy Fruit? Oh, my God, don't you remember that scene in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest when the chief spoke for the first time? His first words were, juicy fruit.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. Damn, you're hard.
I went around, after I saw that movie, I went around for like months, maybe half a year, throwing water coolers through windows.
Oh, you tried, I bet.
It's like addicting. Once you do it a couple times, you can't stop.
Hi, you're on the air.
Come on, let's go to the roof.
Welcome to
201-209-9268. Come on. Let's go to the roof.
So you don't want to do the topic at all.
Oh, so you want to go to Africa, the Queen Elizabeth.
What?
The QE2. That was their plan B and Get Back.
Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
Are you on your way with my gum?
Oh, no. I'm nowhere near you. I'm sorry. Mm. I have proof, though, that Billy Preston is listening.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know for a fact he's in the place where FMU is always playing.
There's no such place. This is a trick.
The Bat Ranch?
No, he's in hell. He's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead for years.
He passed?
Yes, he died like 15 years ago.
I'm going to accept that excuse for him not showing up.
Did he die while listening to our program?
Could have been 15 years ago.
Yeah, we were on the air 15 years ago.
Well, the caller has that right. We're probably piped into hell.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're not piped in.
Yeah, you're probably right. We're not piped in. They're playing FMU, but it's not a very strong signal. It's even worse. than listening to FMU.
Yeah, I mean, they're static and...
yeah, they're straining to hear.
But the sound of the flames and the popping of the logs, you can barely hear FMU over it. So can we move on with the show?
Or yeah, sure, buddy. Whatever
like,
you want.
Seems like you don't really want to.
I just want gum. Yeah, I guess that's too much to ask for our listeners.
Yeah.
45 Montgomery Street.
43 Montgomery.
Oh, yeah, 43 Montgomery Street.
Yeah, there's no 45.
Don't go to the abortion clinic next door.
That's not an abortion clinic.
Right, it's not an abortion clinic.
No, that's not an abortion clinic.
That's right, it's not an abortion clinic.
It's a parental counseling.
Hold on, I'm getting a no content.
Center.
Ixnay on the abortion clinic. Okay, will do.
Maybe it was an abortion clinic once.
Yep. It's a little perk Ken offers to his volunteers. 201-209-9368.
Well, it's more of a perk for me.
Yeah, it's more of a perk for you. It's gotten you out of many a tight corner. 201-209-9368. Okay, I'll move the station to Jersey City, but I'm going to need an abortion clinic. Right,
I just love aborting babies. Just love it.
Yeah, it's a good hobby.
They don't even have to be my own. I don't have a medical license. I love it.
201-209-9368. Imagine how much fun we'd be having if I had gum.
You're not going to get your gum.
I'll bet you I'm going to get gum. Somebody's going to.
Yeah, whenever we've done something like this, it takes around 45
minutes. 43 Montgomery Place.
Montgomery Street.
Montgomery Street.
You keep giving out addresses that don't exist.
I'm going to write it down. Hold on.
45.
No. 43 Montgomery Place.
First you give out the address.
Hold on. Montgomery Street.
Of the old abortion clinic.
Yeah. I believe it's ye old abortion clinic. Okay, 43 Montgomery Street. Right?
Yeah. It doesn't say ye old abortion clinic anymore.
No, but man, it's going to be some marathon this year. It's going to be some, all those vouchers going out to our mouth pledge.
Well, there's going to be big money to be made on abortions very soon.
Yeah.
It's going to be illegal any day now.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to clean up.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Zane in New York.
Hey, Zane, how's it going?
It's good. My view from the window is really terrible.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait. Zane, you're on topic, aren't you?
Yeah, Zane's trying to be on topic.
I'm here to play. I got $1.64.
He's more mature than you and I put together.
Yeah.
He's sticking to the show. All right. So, our topic today is who has the worst view out their window.
Thank you, Zane. Thank you for getting us on
topic. And is there a prize for who has the worst view out the window?
No.
Give a prize.
Oh.
Okay, yes, there's a prize.
Yeah, what's the prize?
50% off your next abortion.
Okay, then.
All right, Zane, so describe the view outside your window, and then if you can email it to me, that would be good. My email address is ken@wfmu.org.
And my email address is ken@wfmu.org.
That's not your email address.
No, you can. I get the mail. You forward me the mail. Man, I wish I had gum.
Zane, go ahead. Tell us your
We want to see the picture.
Well, don't we want... We don't have the picture yet.
But wait, shouldn't they send the picture? Shouldn't they send the picture to ken@wfmu.org and then call us?
Okay.
And then you'll upload the picture to the page?
I'll do my best.
So everyone can share it?
Yeah, yep.
And you bring something in for show and tell.
Right.
You don't just keep it in your pocket.
You're absolutely
you
right.
You show the rest of the class.
Darn tootin'. All right, Zane, send me that picture and then call back.
All right.
That's what Andy says.
You can just hit redial, Zane.
Going through withdrawal.
I have $11, an $11 Visa gift certificate to the guy or gal. Could be a gal.
Yeah.
Could be a gal.
Who's bringing you Trident?
Who's bringing me any gum, gum at all.
Dentine?
43 Montgomery Street.
You don't care.
Yeah. Just go to the abortion clinic and hang a left.
Well, no. It's just right next to it.
Yeah. We share a receptionist.
You don't want to take a left from the front of the abortion clinic. Trust me. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Phil in Portland.
Hey, Phil.
Phil in Portland, you'll never, ever get to me with gum.
You know what? I bet you $1,000 I can.
How?
How, Phil?
I have a friend who lives in the apartment building next door to you. All out right. his window, he can see the roof of your building.
Wow.
We're going to be on the roof for our big climax, for our big secrets at the end of the show. We're going to be on the roof singing Get Back.
You see, you can get the gum. He can drop it. His wife has gum. He's agreed to drop it out the window.
No.
He can get to the roof.
I can't get outside. Wait, is he really down the street? Is he really around
he
the corner?
He's literally in the building next door.
He's in Montgomery Green.
Wait, well, tell him we're at 40.
Look out one of his windows, and you can see straight down onto the roof of the
I'm so excited. I'm not kidding. Tell him to walk downstairs. Tell him to send, either he can walk downstairs or he can send his wife to 43 Montgomery Street. I will meet him at the front door.
You don't really see the opportunity here. Don't you see how great this is? The idea that he can drop gum out the window and you catch it on the roof?
But I'd have to really go on a roof.
Yeah, I'd have to stay down here and Andy would have to climb up onto the
roof. How would this play in a Monk episode? Oh, Monk decides he's not gonna go on the roof and catch gum, he's gonna walk down, he's gonna go to the elevator. Come on.
Well come
on, Andy.
Well, man, that's a brilliant strategic move because I can never, ever resist sarcasm. Somebody taunting me is always going to get me to do anything. No, wait. How would I do it, Ken? I would go up on the fire escape.
How are you with ladders?
Oh, no. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. That's the only way to get up on the roof.
Wait, but this guy is just next door. Just send...
He doesn't want to leave. He doesn't want to go outside.
For $11 to send his wife down? No, he sends his wife.
How about this?
He's working.
How about this? He throws the gum onto the roof.
Yes.
You stay here.
Yes.
Talking on the air.
Gotcha. I love this. Go ahead.
I'll go up to the roof and get the gum.
Perfect.
All right.
But wait, how will you find the gum? It's a big roof. It's dark out.
It's not that big. I got a flashlight.
What if he puts it in a big paper bag?
All right. You confirm that the gum has been thrown to the roof, and Ken will go up to get it.
Yeah. Get your friend to drop the gum onto the roof, and...
But confirm it, or have your friend call.
And as soon as we know it's up there, I will go up there and get it.
All right.
All right. What's your name?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
It's Phil. Phil in Portland.
Yeah.
And Phil, how do I get your friends this $11 Visa gift certificate?
How good is your arm? Because he's on like the 40th floor.
That's not going to happen. How about...
We'll figure that out later.
Yeah. How about I don't give it to him, I spend it myself, but I give him a tip of the hat. I thank him mentally, telepathically.
That sounds better than actually handing him the money.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a germaphobe.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you confirm that the gum
I'll
is on the roof.
Back.
Okay. Ken, how long will that run be for you, that up and back from the roof?
Maybe 5 minutes.
Okay, so and what do I do during that 5 minutes?
You could sing Hand Me Down That Can of Beans.
Yeah, I could, from Paint Your Wagon.
Yeah, any number of things that you could do.
So we're waiting for Phil to confirm that his friend has dropped the gum onto the roof of this building. Hey, we're going to get you to the roof. We're going to get you to the roof.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not going up there until Phil calls back and says that it's up there.
I'm as giddy as young Paul McCartney. Oh, boy, we're going to the roof.
All right, we got our first bad view picture.
Okay.
And I'm working on it.
Beth and I just bought a place in New York, and I believe we have the worst view of anyone that inspired this show.
I don't think so. Did you see the view that we have outside our back window here?
No, this is a straight-up air shaft. It's not even an attractive air shaft. That's all we see. But that's the only way we could afford this apartment. The fact that there's no view made it within our reach.
I hear you. I'm almost there. Almost there.
What are you doing now?
I'm trying.
Tell me what you're doing.
I'm posting.
Use your words.
I'm trying to
Go
post.
Go ahead.
Trying to post.
A picture that was sent to you?
The picture.
It was sent to your email?
Yeah, by Jet Zombie or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. So there's a prize to whoever has the worst view out their window.
Right.
There is a fatal flaw here. You know, it's after dark.
Yes. I was going to say that this is a very dark picture that Jet Zombie sent me.
We should have done this in the spring or summer.
Yeah. No, we blew it. No, there's no question. We blew it.
Look, the important thing is we're at 43 Montgomery Street, and we're waiting on gum. Someone to deliver gum. I have an $11 gift card.
Okay.
How's that picture transfer going?
It's a problem.
Go ahead. Yeah. Why don't you talk out loud? Maybe a listener could solve your problem.
No, I can solve my problem.
Could troubleshoot it.
Yeah.
Tell me what's the...
It's too big, but it's there. It's
the
there.
The picture
see?
Is too big?
Yeah, there's
That's
the
it?
That's the picture. Yeah, see it? Yeah, it's kind of big.
So you want people to minimize their picture before they send it
Yeah,
to
it would be nice if it could be like a square that was 500 pixels square.
Okay. So what are we looking at? What is his view?
I can't even tell. It's so dark out.
Yeah. We had high hopes for this one, didn't we?
Yeah. We did.
Damn hope. Doesn't hope get you so mad?
Yep. Sucks.
It's the worst. It might be the worst thing ever.
All right. I think I've reduced the picture. Now, there's people calling, Andy.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Zane again. I sent over my picture.
Okay.
All right, Zane.
Okay, Zane. That is an ugly picture. Is that Zane's picture?
No, that's Jet Zombie, I believe.
That's me.
Okay, yeah, we got it, Zane. It's up there, and it's bad.
Wait, which one? Now, what are we looking at, Zane? Why don't you describe it? It looks like that's out your window?
Yeah. It's just a wall.
Right.
And there's like one window that you can see into, but every other window is just kind of closed off.
And what is and have you become obsessed with the one window?
I sometimes look in. I have waved to that person. That person has waved back at me one time.
It's like the beginning of a bad rom-com.
Yeah, it's a terrible rom-com.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never
talked to them.
You've never had sex with that person.
No.
This is Ken. Once again, pitching his abortion clinic services. He can't resist. You know, you work on commission like that, and you just go into salesman mode.
I'm just a natural-born entrepreneur.
Yeah, trying to hook our listeners up with each other.
You're talking rom-com. Yeah. I'm talking abortions.
Yeah, that scene might be cut. We'll see. We'll see what the focus group says about that sequence.
I think they will love it.
Well, we'll see. It's a little edgy.
No, come on.
We're going to lose our PG rating.
Everybody wants to see Jennifer Aniston have an abortion at the end of a rom-com. Come on. They've never seen that before.
That's true, Ken. They've never seen that before. I just want to be in the room when you pitch these ideas to Netflix. Every pitch ends with, and then the actress gets an abortion.
Well, there have been a lot of abortion. Yeah. comedy.
When Harry met Sally and got an abortion.
Well, what was it?
Part two, when Harry met Sally.
Geez, what was that movie when Jennifer Jason Leigh had to get the abortion? The movie with Phoebe Cates in it and...
Oh, yes, Ridgemont High.
Yeah, yeah, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That's an abortion movie. That was very popular.
Classic,
and yep. Funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that will lead off the WFMU Abortion Film Festival that you're planning.
Oh, damn COVID, though.
Well, the other famous abortion movie is Dirty Dancing.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Those are great ones.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fabulous night here at Monty Hall.
God, I wonder if Patrick Swayze's in any other abortion movies.
We're going to edit these movies. We're going to edit out all that romantic crap and just give you the heart of it, the best of it, the abortion sequences.
Does Point Break have an abortion? Remember Keanu Reeves and his girlfriend?
Why would you think they had an abortion?
Well, she never had a baby. They were clearly having sex.
Then there's no other explanation.
There's no other explanation. Hey, Zane's still on the phone with us. I think Zane is winning at this point.
Yeah, it's just a courtyard. One window lit up. Every other window darkened.
Zane, you still there?
I was going to say, yeah. Andy, do you want me to DoorDash you some gum? Would that be helpful?
Well, would it come in a half hour?
I don't know.
Yeah, Zane, well, first...
You that gotta, would be great. Yeah. 43 Montgomery Street.
The gum's going to... Okay. Thanks, Zane.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Now, what about... was it Phil in Portland and his friend next door?
We've never heard back. We've never gotten confirmation.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
I mean, I'll happily climb up the ladder, go up the roof. I'll be on my phone so I can...
Happily, really?
Yeah.
Happily?
Yes, happily. Yeah.
Happily up the ladder?
Yes.
Onto the roof?
Yes.
Searching for gum?
Happily.
For your friend Andy?
Yes.
Happily?
Yes.
Wow, you're easy. Wow.
It's only 5 minutes.
Wow. What a sad, empty life you must lead. That would make you happy.
I'll be on the phone with you.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
As oh, I'm that would be all right.
Yeah, as I'm going up there, sounding better now?
Yeah, I won't be alone singing show tunes. 201-209-9368. We need gum. Ken and I need gum.
Listener Bob wants to know, what if he brings Big Red gum? Is that
done.
Okay?
Done and done. Love it.
Yeah? Big Red gum is fine.
43 Montgomery Street, Jersey City.
You really have a gum problem.
I just usually have some.
Yeah.
What
happened?
I was in New York. I guess I just left the apartment. Ugh. I guess my bad view kind of spooked me.
Wow.
Hey, speaking of bad views.
What's your favorite kind of gum?
What's your favorite kind of gum?
Bubble Yum.
That's a fine little gum.
And then Juicy Fruit.
That's nothing to be ashamed of.
How about you?
Big League Chew.
Big League Chew. You like that stuff?
Man, you can put a lot of that in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not individually wrapped. Buy it by the pound.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ginormous.
You have to, like, cut it up with a knife?
But the correct answer, best gum, I mean, those are fine answers, guys.
Yeah.
But it's not a rhetorical question. There's an actual objective.
What's the actual true answer?
Double Bubble.
Double Bubble is all powdery.
Oh, shut up.
Why does it have all that powder all over it?
This is why you drive me crazy.
Anyway, caller, hi, you're on the air. Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Hey, I can't believe I got through.
Yeah. How about Two Handsome Orphans?
Who's this?
Let's do that.
This is Zachary.
Hey, Zach.
I heard you're talking about the abortion movies. Another really good one, Mike Lee, British director, Vera Drake.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Mike Lee.
I don't know Vera Drake.
I did see that, yeah.
I think it was early 2000s.
Yeah.
The 1950s.
That might open up our abortion film festival.
It would be a good one.
We were going to actually have something else opening, the abortion film festival.
It's hard to hear the dialogue at the abortion film festival over the cheers.
Well, that's...
And the hooting and hollering.
That's why this year we're adding subtitles.
Everybody, please take your seat. We're not going to resume the scene till everybody is seated.
All right, Zachary, we're moving on. Thanks for the Mike Lee abortion film reminder. We'll add that to the abortion film festival.
We've struck a nerve here with our subtopic. 201-209-9368. Hey, we're giving an award for the worst view out your window.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Phil again.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
It turns out there's about a 30-foot gap between his window and your roof.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But with the height, he just has to toss it a little bit.
You would think. However, his window only opens a certain amount, and he just doesn't have the arm fling ability.
I've never heard a worse excuse.
We're going to have to go with Andy's.
Does he have... Wait. Does he have...
Oh, is your friend going to walk it down?
He's on his way.
Okay.
He should be. It's Eclipse gum. I hope you like Eclipse.
I don't know that.
Oh, you'll love Eclipse gum.
Good stuff. My wife chews it all the time.
He doesn't have a blow dart, does he? Because if he had a blow dart, he could blow it across.
It would have been fun, but he's on his way. He should be probably at your front door in about.
Okay, and what's his name, Phil?
Mike.
Mike. Well,
why don't we say anyone with Eclipse gum at the front door will do? We don't need his name.
I think, Andy, you should go down there. You should call
in. Can do.
You should. Thank you, Phil.
All right, I'll call into the show.
Call into the show.
No, this is. I know I should know this. What's the number?
It's 201-209.
Hold on. You're talking too fast. And are you going to pick up?
Yeah. Or I could call you. Maybe. I'll do that.
Okay, I misdialed. 201. Are you calling me?
Yeah, I'm calling you. Hang up.
Do you know my number?
Yeah.
You know my number?
Yeah. Right? Is that your number?
Hello. Please state your name after the tone and Google.
What the hell?
That's not my number. That's not. Can I call you?
Yeah, go ahead. It's just I'm trying to keep a line open for you.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see the challenge.
Go ahead. Call.
Okay, I'm calling. Quit screaming.
Yeah.
Okay,
Here we go. It's coming. Hi, Andy.
Oh, that's me. Okay, I'm going downstairs.
All right, great. Yeah, I see Mike there. I see Mike holding up the gum. There he is. All right, you're listening to the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
It's so hard to get gum from a fan.
Why don't you talk into your phone?
Why don't you set up?
Just go ahead and talk into your phone so we can hear each other.
All right, I'm talking into my phone. Is this better?
Yeah, good.
All right, now you're walking down the stairs.
Very good.
Can we get a listener to come to the station and carry me down the stairs?
No, it's only one flight.
Okay, fine. I get what you're saying. Okay.
You remember the name?
This is Phil's friend.
Yeah,
Mike.
Mike. Very good, Mike.
Right, Phil's friend Mike. How can I remember that? Is there a mnemonic device? Oh, Mike, like we have a mic in the studio. We talk into Mike.
Right. We talk into Mike.
That's a good way to remember it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good
job. There's Andy.
I'm at the front door.
All right. Mike is right there.
No, he's not.
You're not seeing Mike?
No, I'm not. Hello?
How come I'm seeing Mike?
You're not seeing anyone. I'm at the front door. I'm looking at the street.
He would be coming from the corner. Why don't you go outside?
Are you Mike?
Yeah, that's Mike.
No, that's not Mike. That's like a mimic. Are you Mike?
No, I'm not, but I got here first.
You're the best. You do win. That's $11. Sean, you're my hero. That's all it takes to be my hero. Some guy just double parked and ran up and gave me some gum.
What was his name?
His name was Sean.
Oh, I have to buzz you in now. Did that work?
No.
Okay, why don't you ring me again?
I'm ringing you now.
Okay.
You got to buzz me in, buddy.
I'm trying.
Oh, hey, are you Mike? Somebody just beat you, but you're the best. You're the best. I just gave somebody the money. Oh, you're the best. Where do you live? You do? Let me see.
Andy, why don't you give him $11 cash?
I'll give you, instead of money, I'm going to give you some priceless life advice. Follow your heart.
Oh,
you moved here? No, wait. Tell me where you live. Oh, you're up there. Oh, the 19th floor. Oh, you are right above. Oh, I see. Did you try to throw it? Oh, I see. You don't have the arm, the leverage. The angle. Hey, you're going to have a great view because I'm trying to talk Ken into doing a show from the roof. You could sell tickets. Yeah, well, now that you mention it, yes, it is like Get Back now that you mention it. We could do it on your roof. Yeah. Fantastic. How are you liking the neighborhood? Do you? Short Hills, New Jersey? Okay, well, we're out there, too. Well, welcome to the neighborhood, and thank you for this.
Well,
you're my hero, and I'll thank Phil on your behalf, too.
Andy, give him some cash, Andy.
Okay, yeah, he's the great. Okay, I met Sean, and then I met... Man.
All right, I'm going to try to buzz you in again.
No, you're not buzzing me in. There it is.
Wow.
You know what just occurred to me?
What?
Some DJs don't have any gum at all,
yeah.
And we've got gum coming out our ass now.
How many pieces of gum would you say you have?
You're not going to believe it. We could throw all this gum on a bed and get naked and roll around in it after the show, not during the show.
No, can't use my bed. My bed's covered with money.
Well, your bed.
The gum would mess it
all
up.
Your bed's where you've been doing all them abortions.
No.
You got to occasionally change the sheet. Okay, here I come. We've got gum, baby.
All right. Hey, only 14 fuzzy glove hours left. Did you realize that?
Only what?
Only 14 fuzzy glove hours left.
And then we can
two handsome orphans.
Two handsome. Yeah. I thought we were going to call ourselves the Enema Boys. Look at all this gum.
You bet, baby.
Oh, my God. You got a giant bag of Eclipse. And
hey, Ken, wait a minute. Ken.
Yeah.
Anything we ask for, people will bring us.
No, it's
Ken,
no.
Why are we? Ken, we're wasting a golden opportunity. Ken.
Just enjoy.
Ken, what else do you want?
Enjoy your gum.
Name something else that you're longing for.
Gum is cheap.
What My do you glasses think? Are a little dirty. I can sure use a box of Kleenex. 201-209-9368. We're at 43 Montgomery Street.
No, there's a box of Kleenex right there. Right there.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Okay, let me think. Billy Preston's dead.
Yeah.
I've got gum.
Hi, you're on the air.
That's pretty much it.
So I met
Sean. Sean was great. Sean double parked and came running up.
And which gum are you opening here?
Sean handed me a box of Orbit. I'm this bag of Eclipse.
Yeah.
That Phil gave me.
Right.
I mean, that Mike gave me.
Mike.
I mean, that'll be available on Craigslist later tonight.
Really? You're going to sell a bag of gum?
Yeah.
On Craigslist.
Always thinking, baby.
Okay.
That's how the rich stay rich.
Sean handed me a...
Hi, you're on the air. Turn down your radio.
This bag of Eclipse. Yeah. That Phil gave me.
Hey.
Hey, turn down your radio.
I mean, that'll be available.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, turn up your radio. Turn it up louder.
Somebody just...
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
I was wondering if you're going to play The Miracle of Life on the Abortion Film Festival.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I don't know. Oh, I don't know the movie.
We're going to play the director's cut. Somebody else suggested Juno.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not about an abortion, right? That's about... she doesn't have an abortion in the movie, does she?
I guess she contemplates it.
Yeah, she carries it to term.
I'm sorry to interrupt. It's
a non-abortion movie.
Yeah, it's like Papa Don't Preach.
Right.
Yeah. It's Madonna going the other way. Everybody's zigging. Madonna's zagging. Madonna's having the baby. Hey, how many pieces of gum you think I can get in my mouth?
I think 20.
20.
How many are in that pack?
Well, I've got this, and then I've got the Eclipse.
Yeah, you got two.
I've got Sean, and then I've got Mike.
The Eclipse gum, it doesn't even say how many pieces are in here. It just tells you, oh, no, it does, 180 pieces.
Yeah.
Can you get 50? Can you put in 50 pieces of gum in your mouth?
What's it worth to you?
That would be worth...
$11?
Yeah.
I'm down $11.
Yeah.
That's why I mentioned it.
Yep. It's worth $11.
If I can get 50 pieces of gum in my mouth?
Yeah, but you have to lay out 50 on the table.
Okay.
And then I got to see you eat them. Chew them. You don't have to swallow them.
Hold on, but I need credit for the time served. I already have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in my mouth. I have 6, so I need 44 more.
Okay. Let me see. You really got 6?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you
count.
Got
yeah.
6 Orbits.
Okay. For $11. Do you have $11?
I do, upstairs.
Yeah, upstairs, yeah, of course. It's always upstairs. Yeah,
in my...
Yeah, you got to believe me, Rocco. I got the money.
In my wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's the money?
It's in my wallet.
Go get it.
Upstairs.
Go get it. I'm not doing it without... I'm doing it on your say-so. Go get it. I'll talk.
Are you going to keep talking?
Yeah.
You want me to call in?
No. Call in. Go get your $11. I'll be damned. If I do this, and then you'll get paid. You don't bring your wallet to the show?
No, it's too big. There's too much money in it.
What if we have a chewing gum contest? You didn't anticipate that?
Yeah, but it gives me a backache because it's so filled with money.
201-209-9368. Oh, that's right. We had a big silent marathon recently. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
After every marathon, Ken sits a little funny.
No, that's different money.
Yeah.
That's the money on my abortion bed.
Yeah. 201-209-9368. Okay, go. Ken, go. Call the show.
I'm calling.
Okay. I'll get 50 pieces in my mouth. What if I gag and die right here on the air for $11?
good radio. Hello? Hello? All right.
At one point, at one point in the second segment of Get Back, when George had quit, Ken, Ringo turned to Lindsey Hogg and said, is this going to be something like, is this going to be in the documentary?
Yeah.
Or Ringo said, what if this is in your documentary? And Lindsey Hogg had the presence of mind to say, that would be great. Because he knew what great drama was going on. It turned out, in 1970, the Beatles, I guess, leaned on him to omit all of the... the original letter. The original letter be just had a few moments here and there, some tense exchanges, but it didn't.
Right. But he'll say, when George was telling Paul, I'll play guitar however you want.
Or I won't play it, yeah.
Or I won't play it off.
There are just moments like that, but the big blow up and the quitting was not, of course, in the original movie. They clearly didn't want it there. As soon as George and John died, they could move ahead and make him look bad. Just like when you have your heart attack, Ken,
I haven't seen the Peter Jackson version of Get Back.
Oh my gosh, you got to see it.
Is there an abortion in it?
I guess in your mind, you'll visualize abortions. There are women in it. There are groupies in it.
Really?
Yeah. There's a couple of shots of girls
Linda Eastman's in it. Yoko's in it.
Patty Boyd's in it.
Oh, really?
For a second, at least. I haven't seen part three yet. Okay, I have chewed. Let me see how many I have here in my mouth. Oh, my gosh, I have more than 10. I have 12 already.
You're only up to 12. You got to get 50. I have my $11.
Okay, come on down, buddy. That will motivate me.
Right, I'm almost back.
People are going to just hear me chomping and chomping. Did you enjoy your trip upstairs, Kenny?
Yeah, it was great.
Did you take the elevator or did you walk?
No, I walked.
Good.
Yeah.
For you. It'll keep you young.
Yeah.
So how many pieces are you up to now?
Let's see the money.
Let's see the gun.
Money's up. Well, here you go. This is 12 pieces in. You can see it began with 14 there.
There's my $11.
Okay.
So wait, you have all these?
I have 12. Now, right now I have 14, 12.
12. You got 12 in.
This is going to be 14.
This is disgusting.
I'm going to break even. That guy Mike took, Sean took my other $11.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Get my dick.
What's your name?
Bernardo.
Bernardo, okay, here we go. Got your pick. Bernardo, that's a beautiful picture.
I can see all of Lower Manhattan.
That's not your view.
You got the New York City skyline.
No,
that's not
it's
a
too
bit.
Perfect. And that wasn't taken recently. That's early evening. That's like 4 o'clock.
I took it yesterday.
Yeah, Bernardo's playing us, Ken.
Bernardo, that's a beautiful view.
Yeah, but Bernardo is...
We're looking for bad views, Bernardo. Thanks for calling.
Bernardo's cheating.
What are you up to? How many pieces of gum?
Well, I've done this whole pack here.
14. So now, you need another 36. 36. Can I line up 36 pieces of the Eclipse gum for you?
Okay. God.
Otherwise, no $11. And then you're out some money. I know you don't like that.
You found my Achilles heel. Oh, God.
Four.
Oh, God.
Eight.
Wait a minute.
12.
Wait. How many do I have? 14.
36. 16, 18.
Oh, my God.
21, 22, 23.
Uh-huh.
24. 26.
This is great radio.
Yeah, no, just another 10 here. And that's six.
Okay. They're,
and another
they're,
four.
They're 36 chiclets.
There you
in
go.
In front of me. That's 36?
36. Oh, and this is a great resealable bag.
Yeah.
So I'm going to seal it shut. You can sell the rest of them on Craigslist.
That's good. So when I throw up, it won't contaminate the other gun.
Right. Right. Here you go. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I just want to say, well, first off, I want to say, I don't know what I'm listening to. I love what I'm hearing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what this is.
No, yeah. Neither do we.
As soon as you figure it out, you got to call back. Let us know.
Okay, well, before you do, I wanted to point something out. You're talking about gum. Do you have Orbit gum there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have some Orbit. Well, we had Orbit gum. Andy's got all 14 pieces in his mouth now.
Oh, man. Because, you know, you could eat the paper. He's trying to put as much in his mouth as he can. You can also eat the paper on Orbit gum. It's rice paper.
That's very smart.
Well, it does feel...
Yeah.
So, I am feeling it. Yeah, the texture is a little light.
Yeah, those people at Orbit know what they're doing.
That's right. They know that if somebody tried to put 50 pieces of gum simultaneously, they would be benefited by this rice gum feature, or rice paper feature. So yeah, you can do that.
Ken,
that's
all I wanted to share. It.
Okay, thanks.
Ken, I'm going to get sick.
Yeah.
How many do I have in my mouth now?
I don't know. Have you been putting these little Eclipse things in your mouth one
yes,
at a time?
Yes.
No, just take like a whole handful of them.
Shut up. Go to hell.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Sean in Jersey City. I was just there with gum. I wanted to make sure that Ken liked the gum.
Love the gum. Thank you, Sean.
Sean, it's appreciated. And Sean, enjoy the $11. What will that $11 go toward?
I haven't thought about that yet. It's not a lot of money, but... I'll contribute it to something.
Ken, you can convert it to nickels. My advice, convert it to nickels. Throw the nickels on a bed. You and your girlfriend get naked, and you roll around in the nickels.
I can add it to the change pile. It's a good idea.
That's how you do it.
Right,
oh, my
well,
God, Ken, I'm going to very soon I won't be able to talk. All right, thanks again, Sean.
Thanks.
Nice meeting you.
Thanks, Sean.
You don't want to hear something sad?
Yeah.
Sean is my fourth best friend. I met him for 8 seconds.
Wow.
He gave me gum.
Jeez. I'm glad he didn't usurp me.
I'm not going to make it.
Yeah, you got quite a ways to go there. I'm just going to take my $11 out here, wave it around.
You're going to wave it around?
Yeah, there's an Alexander Hamilton. That's a Hamilton. That's a tenor.
That is not Hamilton. I've seen Hamilton on Broadway. Hamilton was a black guy.
Well, this is the original Alexander Hamilton.
No, I've seen it. I'm sure it was well-researched, the musical I saw. They wouldn't let a musical go all the way to Broadway if it wasn't carefully researched.
No, I think it was like a reinvention of the Founding Fathers.
Oh, my God. I think I got a refund coming.
The original Alexander Hamilton was a...
white guy?
He was a white guy, yeah. He was. Amazing but true.
Ken, I don't think I'm going to make
this.
Hey!
Hi, guys.
Hey, I have to say two things.
Okay.
One is the show is indicative of my life. And two, it was a really good show.
How's it indicative of your life, Beth?
Isn't this true, Beth?
Even when we got the day that we got married, he was looking around for gum. We got married with him chewing gum. Like, he just needs gum. He has big buckets of gum all over the
house. I just want you to be proud of me, Beth. I'm earning $11.
You spent $11. But you wouldn't give the other kid $11.
I think he's got another.
It's indicative of my life with Andy. It's just so familiar to me.
You would have given both kids
awesome.
Gum. You would have given both kids gum.
But I do think the other kid, the guy who lived in the neighboring.
My offer was the first guy with
their money.
Oh,
and
honey,
I'm trying to chew all the gum now just to be a little bit entertaining. And some stranger who's never heard the show before called you to say, hey, that's a pretty good show.
Oh, honey, I'm glad you called because I'm going to die. I just want you to know
well,
I've always loved you.
It was a great life, honey.
It sure was. I'm going to choke on this huge gargantuan.
You've got another 20 pieces
this
to go.
This ungodly gob.
Gum finally.
Oh, you mean like
buckets of gum all over the house?
You mean like making a 9-year-old smoke a whole pack of cigarettes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy's up to about 30 pieces of gum in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
$11, baby. He's got $11, honey.
20 to go. 20 Jesus. To go. And only 7 minutes to go. Maybe we can go into the
Honey, they canceled my show. Oh, I don't know how else to make money.
I've got weird news for you. You know the speaker in our bedroom? I said, hey, Siri, play WFMU. And it does it.
Wow. You got to get that fixed.
I know. If it was working, it would be, hey, Siri, play WFMU. And they'd say, why? Okay, how many do I have left, Gump?
Okay, good luck.
Looks
I
like 18
Bye.
Or 19. Bye, Beth.
Bye.
18 left.
Yeah. 18 left.
$11. 11 American dollars.
I guess Sophie's Choice wasn't technically an abortion movie.
No, my movie IQ was a different kind of abortion.
What kind was it?
It was a creative abortion. That was my trademark for many years. Oh, my God, I'm going to die.
If I
kill over, you'll have to reach in and pull this wad out from my throat.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I
wouldn't do it for you either.
Maybe we, maybe Matt Fiveash will let us go into the time of Weekly World Blues a bit, so you can get all 50 pieces in your mouth. How many you got left here? 5, 10.
How about we chew 50 pieces 15. Between us?
You have 19 left. 19.
Okay, this is just a little.
Yeah, you're not going to. Now, I hear you. You're not going to make it. Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Oh, there's a Wednesday. I love the show.
I do love the show.
You can't be with a clue.
Is he choking?
Not yet. It's getting
not
there.
Yet, okay.
Getting
you
there.
Still talking about abortion movies?
Yeah, what else?
We got a lot of movies.
You talking about Fast Times at Richmond High?
We did mention that time.
Yes, Jennifer Jason Lee. Yeah.
Man, I'm slow on the game, huh?
That's okay. Any others can you think of?
Well, claw back of your head, boy.
No, that's not it. I mean, maybe the abortion, the gum coming out of
All right, well, we'll see you at the Abortion Film Festival at Monty Hall.
I think Robo Horse had a scene, abortion scene.
I don't think so. No, I've seen that 7 or 8 times.
No, I'm in Robo Horse 2.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
How many pieces are left?
You got 5, 10, 11. You got 14 pieces left. And
$11.
Yeah, Matt Fiveash has taken a hard line.
Where's
here.
The money?
The money's right here.
Put it next to me.
You want some Tic Tacs?
Tic Tacs. Matt's offering some.
I only
some,
got a few left, but you
as
can
a
have them.
As a palate cleanser.
Wait, no. Can I chew those in lieu of gum?
No. Hell no. No, the Tic Tacs are a palate cleanser for the gum.
You can have them after the show.
You got 4, 5, 10, 12 pieces to go. Very, very exciting. Hey, thank you to Jeremiah for doing the news.
I can go, Ma. Yeah, I'm doing legal ID.
Okay, go ahead.
You put up the WFMU on the WFMU Mount Hope in New York City.
No, come on. Try to say it clearly.
91.9 FM online.
That's not even...
FMU.org. Police. 201-547.
Don't give out the police number. Mm. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU
How
Mount
many
Hope.
Pieces are left?
5, 8, 11. WMFU Mount Hope. We're in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and we're online at WFMU.
Let's call it a draw. I'll take half the money.
No. $11 for all 50 pieces. You got 3 minutes to go, my friend.
Where did that number 50 come from? It's just random. It's just so arbitrary.
No, it's not random. I pulled it out of my butt.
I think you had Matt pull it out of your butt.
No.
You had the volunteer pull
no,
it out
I
of your
did
butt.
No, I did it myself. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Kimberly, I think there's something
hi,
in my butt.
So I don't have an abortion movie or gum or a bad view, but I just wanted to tell Andy something.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I was listening to a podcast, and the creator of Psych was on there, and he spoke quite fondly of Andy.
Steve Ranks. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, yeah. He went on for quite a few minutes about how helpful you were.
The creator of what?
Psych. It was
of
like
Psych.
Our sister show. Psych went on to do very well. In fact, better than us, and has a younger demographic.
A sister show to what? To Monk?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, I don't think it's that. I think Monk has a very, very big following.
Yeah. No, no, Psych is also big. Psych has a slightly different audience, but yeah, I'm a big fan of that show and of him.
Monk had a big following.
Yeah, it did, but they're dying off.
Everybody died. Yeah, that's what you were telling me.
How many pieces of gum could the creator of Psych chew, I wonder?
You got six to go.
Yeah.
You know what Aaron Sorkin's record is?
How many?
14.
Oh, he's a loser.
He's a loser.
Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron Sorkin. Everyone says he's a genius. You ever see him try to chew a bunch of gum?
Okay, I just wanted to let you know. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're the best. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling.
And thanks, Steve, France, wherever you are. Hey, buddy.
You got, four to go.
Four to go.
Four to go. And you got 1 minute.
This is how cheap your friend is. I'll do anything for $11. There's nothing I won't do for $11.
Come on, do two at a time. Just two at a time. Oh, you're about to do it.
Next week, people can send in things they want me to do for $11. I'll do anything. I won't say no.
I see. Yeah, we can see that. Two to go! Oh, my God, he's going to do it.
I am going to do it.
Oh, my God, now he's snorting and choking.
Can I leave the wad here?
Drooling, no.
As an example, the way high schools used to leave cracked up cars out front.
You got 35 seconds to go.
That's it.
That's it. Here's your $11.
I'll take it.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bethy. Bethy, you didn't believe in me, honey. You said this town would eat me alive. And here I am coming home with $11.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Get off my toe. Get off my toe, man. I said, get off my toe. What's the matter with you? You can't see where you're going? You must be drunk or something. It's staying all over me like that. I got drunk last night. And I didn't know the way back home. I got drunk last night. And I didn't know the way back home. You know I wanted to do right when my whiskey kept leading me wrong. Don't get on my toe, man. What's the matter with you? I told you to get back. I'm trying to play this song. Yeah, when a man gets drunk, no, he don't know what he's doing. Yes, when a man gets drunk, you know he don't know what he's doing. Yes, he just like buttermilk when it's been churned in a churn. Whole lot we got to learn. Move back. I told you, get off my toe, fella. Now you standing right now, stand over there, and that don't come back up here. Wonder what make a man get drunk? Oh Lord, it's 1 o'clock hour night. Wonder what make a man get drunk? Boy, is that the 1 o'clock hour night? Yeah, you know the policeman riding. Pick him up cause he said that ain't right. I ain't gonna get drunk no more soon, but I did accident got drunk this evening in the afternoon. Yeah, mama told me, son, you getting drunk too many days. But I couldn't help it, I just drank my stuff and get drunk if I want to. Man, mama told me, son, you're getting drunk too many days. I said, Mama, I don't believe I'll be satisfied till the policeman take me away. You know how this felt good. Play that, my son. Kind of hard when you get drunk and can't hardly tell what you're doing. And whenever you come out like buttermilk, when you come out that chewing, Lord have mercy. That's a story that I'm going to tell you, and that's something that you better learn. You know I went to church last night, and they called on Paul Lightning to preach. Yeah, I went to church last night, and they called on Paul Lightning to preach. I said, I ain't got time. Galveston Beach is open now. I'm going down on the Galveston Beach. Lord have mercy.